Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM. Every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist, Eckert Psychology and Education Center for Parenting Moments. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to talk with you again. And I've been practicing my breathing from last week. We're talking about coping skills for kids and, I guess, adults as well. Strategies to help deal with stress, anxiety, and anger. And this is talk number two.
That's right. So today we're talking about coping skills through distraction. There are times when you can do something to reduce your child's worry. If they are overwhelmed with the schedule, you can cut back on activities. If your child's stressed about homework, you can go in together and talk to the teacher. But there are times that stressful situations are outside of your child's control. For instance, your child may be stressed that their grandmother is in the hospital. You can't make that illness go away. For many children and adults too, when you can't do anything, you may find that you keep thinking and thinking about it to the point that you can't focus. And for kids, this can really interfere with their learning at school and their playtime with friends. If this is happening, then it is time to take your mind off that stress by doing something else. Using a different coping skill isn't a way to avoid the problem. Rather, it's an important way to manage dealing with situations that can't be solved or aren't changing. As psychologists, we call these skills containment skills. It is important to know that not every moment of our day is to be spent processing our feelings or our upsetting experiences. We need both skills, time spent facing what is true and hard, and time spent participating in our life fully. So, to support your child with taking a mental break from the stressors they face in life that they can't change, it is helpful to provide a menu of ideas they can choose from. So, Mike, I'm sure your boys have a bunch of strategies that you might be able to add to this, but it could be go play a favorite game, solve a puzzle, bake some cookies, read a good book, clean, that's one of my favorites, play with a pet. Join your brother in a video game, watch a movie, or invite a friend over to play.
You had me at baking cookies.
Nice.
That's a fun one at our house, and video games too.
Absolutely. And again, it just allows us to get back into the present and enjoy the life we've been given. It is really helpful to verbally say to your child that they have permission to take a break from thinking about the things that are hard and that they can't change in life. Let your child know that switching back and forth between processing our feelings and containing or distracting ourselves temporarily from upsetting experiences is healthy coping. It is about doing both, containing and processing, versus only one of those that can cause problems for our mental health. So if we always distract, then yes, that's a problem. But using distraction thoughtfully can really help us cope during difficult times.
Okay, makes sense. Some good information. And we'll continue these coping skills again next week. But for now, for listeners that are wondering a little bit about Eckert Center, please share, Kimberly.
All right. So we offer support for all family members, so children, teens, and adults. And we have a new partnership with Revive Wellness, offering the services of registered dietitians. And this allows clients to prioritize both their physical and mental wellness. And the reality is, Mike, they go hand in hand. And then we also have child therapists who can help your kids with developing these coping skills that we're talking about this month. Kimberly Calhoun at our North location and Ashley Shaw at our South. And of course, our new male counselor who joined our team in January, Lane Dewar. He focuses on men's health and wellness, and he works with teens and adults.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Well, I know you've always had a great lineup of staff there, but I think there may be some guys that just want to talk to another guy. So that's good that he's there too.
It is. Terrific.
That's
awesome.
Well, EckertCenter.com has a whole bunch of information there. And of course, every week, Kimberly will bless somebody here in our Shine family with a free consultation going to who?
Caller number 5 today, Mike.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Call right now. And Kimberly, have a great day. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
You as well, Mike.